There we are. Woo. That's awesome. And there you are, Miss Caitlin.
Look how great I look.
There you are. Woo. Law and Disorder coming at you from home.
Our respective houses.
Nowhere else to be but home. Let's show everybody Miss Caitlin here. Bam. What's up, everybody?
Hey, guys.
We are here on a late Thursday night.
Yep, I don't. Yep.
Why the hell not? It's a weekend, like a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Tomorrow off. I'm going out of town.
I know. Like, why not? Why the hell not?
Life is short.
So, let's shout out to the sponsors real quick. Obviously, the local game store. They are still in business. They are still alive and kicking. So, go see them. Dish Young Ideas. Shout out to Dish Young Ideas for the hat, by the way. See, bam, I asked for stuff, and I get it. I get a
it
Young
Ideas.
I got a Young
Ideas.
Yeah, it says Young Ideas on the... It says Dish on the front, and it's Young Ideas, bam. So, shout out to Aaron and Gary. And Wave Space Audio for giving us this rad little intro here. I'm going to turn this up for people to hear it. You got an awesome intro. KenyaLinahan.org. Ace Remodeling. Texas Sound Works. We're the Z. So, what's up, man? What's up, Miss Caitlin?
Man, just getting by, I guess. It's
getting by?
Yeah. Life. Looking at a house again. I know I talked about that on the show like a long time ago, but it's happening again. Found a better house. Just moving forward with that. Going out of town this weekend for Memorial Day.
Where are you going?
My two good friends that live down in Houston just got a house themselves, and so we're gonna go down there and just chill with them because we literally can't really go out and do anything else.
So, okay, so they just got a house.
Yes, and they just moved in.
And you guys are about to get a house.
Yeah.
So is this one of those things where you get there and it's like, well, my house is gonna have this. And she's like, well, my house has this. But my house is gonna have this. But yeah, my house has this. Like, is it turned into one of those?
God, I hope it doesn't.
You know? Or does it turn into that thing where you and Harrison are there and you're just like, let's not do that to our house. Like, no, she shouldn't have done that. It's like you've thought about doing it and you see that they've done it and you're like, oh, hell no, I'm glad I'm not, yeah. Let's not do it.
Or things we didn't think about, like, oh, we should do that.
We should steal that.
We should buy that for the house.
You know? You're going to start being like,
let's get that paint color.
Yeah, so where'd you get that at? Oh, I got it at Lowe's. And you're like, notating, just taking little notes.
No, all married couples go to Home Depot. We learned that. I went out with some friends a while ago. Me, Harrison, and then two other couples. And the two other couples were both married. And they just started going off about what a great weekend they had because they were updating something on their house and they had to go get supplies at Home Depot. And they just kept talking and talking about Home Depot. And Harrison and I are sitting there looking at each other like, is this what married people do? They just go to Home Depot.
When you got money, you go to Lowe's.
Okay.
If you got a little extra money, go to Lowe's because Lowe's has, it's kind of like Target and Walmart. Lowe's is like Target. And then Home Depot is like Walmart. So, like, I would say get all the basic stuff at Home Depot. But then, like, the decor, or if you want, like, a cool, like, lamp, or you want, like, a cool ceiling fan, get that stuff at Lowe's. Like, go ahead and spend the extra $5 or $10. Because you'll find cooler stuff there. But like the basic stuff that you can get anywhere, yeah, get that stuff at Home Depot because it's cheaper.
I literally thought they were exactly the same.
No. You go to Lowe's when you want like snazzy looking stuff because Home Depot won't have it. But like the basic stuff that you can get at either or, like.
Just, so like your lumber, your.
Yeah, anything like something you're going to paint over, yeah, go buy that crap at Home Depot. Yeah. You know? But like anything cool and fancy that's just ready out the box to look good, you go to Lowe's.
Good to know.
So, but that's what we do. We spend the money on the stuff that we don't care about at Home Depot, and then the stuff we care about at Lowe's. So that's just a.
I'll keep that in mind.
That's a tidbit.
We are going to need some lawn furniture, so.
That's a Lowe's thing.
That's a Lowe's thing.
Because it's going to look better, but
okay.
Yeah, other stuff like you know like paint. Really, paint's paint, you know, stuff like that. Just go get it at Home Depot.
Just I will think. Keep food that in
mind. Thought. Food for thought.
Food for thought.
Yeah. But you're going to do a lot of projects. You're going to do shit that you didn't even realize you needed to do. On a brand new house, you're going to do stuff you didn't realize you needed to do.
Yeah. Because we are looking at building. Unless there's stuff we got to upgrade, but we're going to be pretty poor once we get that house for a while.
You'll just be Home Depot in it the first year. Just Home Depot.
It's going to be very minimal upgrades, all at Home Depot, mm-hmm. all hand-me-downs. Gosh, mm-hmm. be crazy. I'm going to be so poor. House po.
You're going to have a house.
I'm going to be house po.
But you're going to have a house.
House po.
Make sure you have your Netflix and your Amazon Prime and all that, because you're going to need all that if you're house poor.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll have that, but we're going to be eating, like, a lot of ramen and a lot of grilled cheese and, you know, stuff like that.
It's cool. You'll be living in your brand new house eating ramen every night.
It's yeah, right. That'll be nice.
It's all right. So, yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's the unofficial start of summer, right?
I guess, yeah. Well,
you can wear white from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yes. And I think some schools are starting to get out. I don't know the schedules all across yes. the country. Now, technically, school's kind of been out because no one's in school right now. But lessons are probably over mm-hmm. either this week or the following week.
Yep. So, you know, for those of you that are celebrating Memorial Day, I'll be at work. I'm back in the trenches, so I'll be at work. But for those of you that are celebrating it, be safe. Have fun. I'm sure I'll still have fun at work. But, you know, whatever. Neither here nor there. So tonight we are talking Yo Mama.
Yo Mama?
Well, Yo Mama.
No, Your Mama.
No, Yo Mama. It's not your mama. It's Yo Mama.
Yo Mama, I'm sorry. I guess I just don't know the slang very well yet.
So let me preface this with what started this topic. So, you know, I've known a lot of Yo Mama jokes in my life. You know, when you say Yo Mama so fat, whatever. Just whatever about Yo Mama. I saw this one on Facebook, and I'm 38 years old. I'm almost 39, and I've never heard this one. And I damn near died when I saw it. So I'm going to show it to you guys. And so it says, it's a little animation of a woman on a trampoline, and it says, they used to be called Jumpolines until your mom bounced on one. They're called trampolines now, for those of you that don't quite get that. I'm 38 years old and I've never heard that, and I about peed myself when I saw that the first time. And that just like triggered the whole like Yo Mama thing, and it's like, okay, where did this come from? What's the origin story of this? And because it's been around for my whole life, obviously. I'm 38 yeah, years old.
They've just always been there.
They've always been there. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't know at least one Yo Mama joke. One Yo Mama cut down.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have some information, I believe, about the origin story of Yo Mama?
Yeah, there's actually some research. And we'll share the link with you guys where I got this information. But basically, it says that they've been around since the beginning of time. like researchers found a Babylonian stone tablet where they would carve symbols and whatever, paint pictures on it. And they looked at this and saw that someone, when you translate the symbols and the pictures and everything, it's basically saying that once someone had intercourse with, quote, your mother. The punchline, however, has been lost to time. Another good example, this one's not that old. I mean, it's old, but not like caveman old. But even Shakespeare incorporated Yo Mama jokes into his work. I guess in one of his plays, Titus Andronicus. I've actually never read that one. I'm just a Romeo and Juliet girl, whatever. But there's a group of brothers and they accuse one of them having to, quote, undone their mother.
What does that mean to undo your mom?
What do you think? Like, Back then, that was the proper way. You have undone our mother. And then he goes, I have done thy mother.
Hold on. Bam. I still don't understand how you undo mom. I don't understand that.
I don't know. Like, do her wrong or do something inappropriate with her. Oh, okay. You know?
Okay.
And then he just goes, I have done your mother.
And that was Shakespeare.
That was Shakespeare.
When was that? Like, when was Shakespeare around? The 1500s? 1700s?
Before then. This was like several hundred years ago.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of morphed into something where it's more about the joke than it is actually insulting, you know, your mom. Mm-hmm. It's more about the presentation of the joke and the timing and what it's about versus actually insulting the mother, because in the joke you're calling the mother fat, ugly, stupid, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call her, but it's more about telling a joke to get back at a person, not necessarily the mom. And I think the most recent case of it turning into like yo mama or your mother jokes was back in about the 1930s. So about 90 years ago.
Wow.
Is when they're documenting your mother / yo mama jokes.
Yeah, somewhere.
Back then they didn't say yo mama, it was your mother, but translation yo mama to the 1930s. So
here are some examples of yo mama jokes. For those of you that don't know what a yo mama joke is, which I hope everybody knows. Yo mama so fat she fell in love and broke it. Do you know how fat you have to be to fall in love and then break it? Pretty good one. Yo mama so stupid, I said Kool-Aid and she jumped through the wall. See, I could see that one being like a fat joke, you know? Like she wore red and everybody said Kool-Aid Man.
Oh my gosh.
Yo mama's so ugly, she made an onion cry. You know, that's all right. That's all right. Yo mama's so old, she knew Burger King when he was just a prince. That's pretty funny. You know, so, and then you can get into like the I slept with your mom jokes. You know, sorry I'm late to work, bro, but your mother just wouldn't let me go to bed. You know? But yo mama jokes have been around forever. And then apparently there was a show. There was a show on MTV for a year called Yo Mama. And it was like a televised version of yo mama jokes.
That's so weird. I've literally never heard of that.
No, neither have I.
I would have been in like middle school when that came out, but I should have known about it.
I don't know how you would make a whole show of that. I mean, I'm sure there's probably... Obviously, it only lasted a year, so is there only a year's worth of yo mama jokes?
No, there's more than that.
I mean, if we said
maybe because you don't want to say them all the time. And when you're doing yo mama jokes all the time, I think it kind of loses its, you know, appeal. Mm. And, you know, it's really fun when you hear one and you haven't heard it in a long, long time. It's great. But when you're hearing them on repeat or you hear different ones constantly all the time, it kind of loses its value, and it's not as special.
Like, yo mama's so fat, her belt size is equator?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can't throw that out.
Yo mama's so fat, when she sits around the house, she sits around the house. That one doesn't make sense, but you're supposed to go like this. Like, you go around.
I don't think I've ever heard that one either.
Yeah, when she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
It's like, your mama's so fat, when she plays hopscotch, it's like New York, L.A., Miami. You've never heard that one?
No.
That was popular in the 90s.
Goodness.
You know, and I don't know if you ever saw this growing up, but like when I grew up in the early, mid-90s, like kids would like hang out. Like we would just get in like a circle and like go at each other. With not just cut downs of your mama, but just cut downs in general. And it was almost like a verbal, kind of like how you would see like a rap battle. It was like this with yo mama jokes and just cut downs of each other. And it's like two guys would go at it, and then whoever lost, like somebody else would jump in. It's like a tournament, basically. who was the biggest smack talker out there. So, I didn't win many of them. I had to work into what.
I think you lost a lot, didn't you?
You know, I've gotten better with time. I've become quite the wordsmith now, but back then, no, I had to do all that to become what I am today. But no, I mean, yeah. So I don't know and the Yo Mama joke doesn't seem to go away. Like it's just there. It's always there.
Mm-hmm. Like, what did Mama do? Like, all Mama did was like raise you and feed you and bathe you and clothe you, and then we gotta go be putting down Mama all the time.
Exactly.
Like, why are we putting down Mama when you're trying to put down the person standing in front of you?
Like, why did we? I don't know how did, but how did it turn into Mama? Like, what? Like you said, what did she do?
I guess it's like the ultimate insult, because I can talk crap about like my family, like mm-hmm. my mom, my sister, my brother, and I accept that because that's my family and they can do the same to me. But as soon as someone else says something bad about my mom, that's like the ultimate no-no. Like, you don't say that to me. How dare you? Like, it's like worse than insulting me if you're insulting my family.
It like hurts your
so
heart.
So I guess that's the point. You're trying to hurt them extra hard by hurting their loved ones and not them.
I know, but why mom? Like, how come dad doesn't get it? Like, how come it's your mama, your auntie, and your greasy granny? Like, how come the women are getting the verbal thrashings?
Probably because, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think part of it is also like a cultural thing, because these jokes are very popular in like more rural communities, poor communities, and I think in a lot of those communities it was just mom. Like, dad wasn't in the picture.
Dad was the joke.
Like, that's what, like, no, I'm being serious. I think there were a lot of single moms because there were a lot of poor communities where mm-hmm. this was happening, and mostly it's because there was no dad. Whether mom was married, got divorced, or there just never was a husband, or whatever the case may be, sometimes a lot of those kids are only raised by their mother and or maybe grandma or something like that.
Yo, mama so dumb, they told her it was chilly outside and she went and got a bowl.
Yo, mama is so dumb and hungry, the only letters in the alphabet she knows are KFC.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that's hilarious. Let's see if we can get back here to you. So, like, yeah, there's a whole history of this thing, and I'd love to hear some Yo Mama jokes. If you guys have any good ones, send them out to us. Hit us up on Facebook.
I'm so bad at these.
Like, I mean, they exist. There's tons of them out there. But yeah, please send them to us. Let us share them with the world. With so many negative things going on right now, let's just share it. Share some good old-fashioned Yo Mama jokes. You know, what did Yo Mama do for you but bring you into the world and become the butt of your
life?
And become the butt of your jokes. You know? Poor mama.
Love you, mama.
Yo mama's so fat, of the five fattest person I know, she's three of them.
Yo mama's breath smelled so bad when she walked by a clock, it said tic-tac.
Here's a good one. Yo mama's so fat, she doesn't use the internet because she's already worldwide.
Yo mama's so dumb, she tried to surf the microwave.
Here's one that's it's a meme of God, and it says, yo mama's so fat, it took me a day to make her.
Oh my gosh.
It said, I just heard a kid say, yo mama's so fat, Thanos had to snap twice.
Oh no. Oh no.
That's pretty funny. Oh, that's pretty bad. I'm not going to say that one.
Oh, goodness. things. Yeah, some I'm looking up some too, and some like you just really don't want.
This one involved mom and crabs.
Oh God.
We're just gonna leave it at that.
Yo, mama's so fat, people jog around her for exercise. Yo, mama's so fat, the Hogwarts sorting hat put her in all four houses.
Oh my God. And I barely know anything about Harry Potter, so it's if it's funny for me, that means it's funny.
Oh my God, your mama's so fat, even Dora can't explore her. See, I like the fat ones more than like the your mama's so dumb ones.
Some of the your mama dumb ones are funny too, though.
But your mama's so stupid, when I told her Christmas was right around the corner, she went looking for it. Oh gosh.
And it's just like, I think if you're going to waste your time searching the internet, you could probably spend like days searching your mama jokes.
Yeah. You know? I mean, they've been around forever, so there's probably a gazillion out there.
And people still keep coming. Like I said, the Thanos one. That's like a 2-year-old reference.
Yeah.
Somebody thought of that. It's like, oh, here's another your mama joke to add to the pile. You know, somebody's super smart. Crafty little fellas. There's going to be is there a Yo Mama COVID one? There's got to be a Yo Mama. If you Google like Yo Mama jokes COVID, I'm sure you'll find something.
Oh gosh. Okay, let me look.
There's got to be one, right?
I bet there's one about like a face mask and your mama's so fat she needed a tarp, you know?
Your mama's so fat she bought her face mask at freaking Dallas Tent and Awning or something.
Yo Mama COVID jokes. Let's see here. I'm nervous. Oh, nothing pulls up. Oh, wait. The funniest coronavirus memes and jokes, but they don't. There's not no Yo Mama. Necessarily Yo Mama. Yeah. There's... I searched Yo Mama COVID jokes.
You would think there'd be one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't make a joke that says your mama's so fat, we got her face mask at Home Depot. Because guess what? That's where you buy face masks at. So that doesn't work. You got to make a reference where, like, people understand it, how fat yeah. mama is.
Yeah, there's no Yo Mama Corona jokes. There's coronavirus jokes, but it doesn't say
there's no Yo Mama
ones. Yeah,
you know, the world has let me down once again.
No,
I figured the world would have had one.
Okay, here's one. Your mama so chatty that social distancing is ruining her life. That one's not that funny.
That's not funny at all.
No, that's the only one.
That's like the worst Yo Mama joke I've ever heard.
Mine was better, and I just made it up.
I know.
Yo Mama's so fat, instead of getting a face mask, she had to buy a tarp.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to trademark that.
Post it on Facebook. I made that up.
Put it on Urban Dictionary. I think if you put it in Urban Dictionary, it's there forever.
It's there forever. You put anything on the internet, it's there forever.
I know, but I'm saying I think specifically Urban Dictionary. You can put it on there. I mean, here it's here. It's on Facebook, and Facebook's going to be around for at least 50 or 100 years.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of these days, one of your kids are going to be looking online, and they're going to find mom. And I don't know what's more embarrassing, that mom's on a show or that mom did porn. I'm like, like which one? Like. You know, mom's famous for one thing or another. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the unofficial start of summer.
Summer vacay.
You know, have you seen the beaches? Have you seen like all these people at the beach? Have you been watching any? Yeah, like I was watching the Today Show, I think yesterday, and there's tons of people like at the beach. And there's tons of people at restaurants, like way more than I think there should be.
Are they social distancing?
No, they're just, you didn't see the graduation video?
I saw the one they did at Texas Motor Speedway.
No, they were showing like graduations across the country. And some of these graduations were like at a minor league baseball stadium that held like, you know, 15,000 people. And everybody's socially distant. You know, the families were in clusters, but everybody was socially distant. Really good. But then they showed Oklahoma. I don't know where this school was at in Oklahoma. And it was like a little like bingo hall looking thing. And everybody's just crammed in there for this graduation. Like everybody was crammed in there, shoulder to shoulder. All the kids, it was just normal.
No.
Yeah, this was like 2 nights ago in Oklahoma.
That's upsetting.
And it's like, too soon? Too soon?
So it's just really sucks that some people just will never understand the severity of this, because it probably hasn't affected them in any way. Like, no one in their family's gotten sick, or no one they know has gotten sick. So it's like, you don't care. You know, it's not affecting me. I don't care. So they go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what's going to keep happening. So some people just can't understand the capacity of this.
Did you hear about the guy that got into it from the with the Costco employee? Like, he came in.
Because a woman refused to leave?
No. In Costco, their policy is, they have a policy to wear a mask. It's not a recommendation. It's a policy that you have to wear a mask in Costco. And this guy came into Costco strolling without a mask. And an employee, like, came up to him and said, hey, you need to put a mask on. And that guy, like, started live streaming, like, how he was being harassed by the Costco employee. And the guy's like, hey, internet, this is so-and-so with Costco, and this is our policy. And the guy was just, like, mouthing him. And the Costco employee took the shopping cart away from him. Like, he kicked him out.
Good.
But then Costco was like, hey, this is policy. Like, this is the policy that we've implemented. You have to follow it. Like,
yeah, this isn't new. They weren't discriminating or anything.
No, like, but their policy states that you have to, if you're going into Costco, you have to have a mask. Workers, yep, and patrons. I'm fine with that. If they tell us to wear a mask and you choose, like, you're choosing to go into Costco, mm-hmm, so you have to follow Costco's rules.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
you want to buy in bulk, wear a mask.
Yeah, that's not a big deal to me.
It doesn't even have to be like a mask. Like, just cover your face. Get a scarf, get a bandana, whatever it is. It's pretty easy to cover it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I went to the dentist yesterday with Andrew. Me and Myrna and Andrew went to the dentist. And they're like, well, here, we had our mask, but they're like, you have to wear gloves. And we were in the waiting area with our gloves and our mask. And then we went back into his little room. And we had gloves and masks. We were there for like an hour before they finally said, oh, if you're in this secluded room, just you guys, you can take off your mask. But for an hour, we're just like, watching Toy Story like this.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? It's not really that easy to breathe with those things.
It's not. But you have to do it to stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you wearing it to keep everyone safe.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now, I'm still debating on the beard. I don't know if I need to cut it. Like, I'm growing it back out, but a part of me is like, what kind of crap is in here?
Well, it's starting to get warmer out. You know, summer's starting. You might want to shave it. Does your face get hot?
Kind of. Here's what I've noticed in the mornings. Like, I'll take a shower and all that, and then I'll kind of do whatever I'm doing. And if I don't pay attention and I put my shirt on, I'll have like a wet patch on my shirt because my beard is like a sponge.
Yeah.
So now I've started blow drying the beard in the morning before I put a shirt on.
I have the same problem with makeup. So if I put my makeup on before I put on the shirt I'm going to wear for the day and I don't pay attention, if it's like a t-shirt, especially if it's white, I'll just throw it on and it, you know, rubs against my face when I'm putting it on. And then there's just makeup all right there.
Yeah, but you don't have fur face. On your face. That's different. It's different.
Well, you can shave it off.
No. I thought you were going to say something about hair on your legs is what I really thought you were going to say.
No. I keep my legs shaved. They're clean.
Now? Not in the wintertime. I've seen it.
My legs?
Yeah. I've seen your...
In the winter?
You've shown me, like, your fuzzy...
They don't get that bad.
I think one year they were pretty bad.
No, I don't let them get that bad. It bugs me. I can't have it like that. I don't go more than 2 or 3 days without shaving.
Y'all got gypped, you know that? Y'all have to do like your whole leg, like a whole limb. Guys don't have to do that.
I just do the bottom part.
What do you mean the bottom part?
Like from the ankle to my knee. That's all I do.
What?
Yeah. So
Do you not grow hair?
I do, but the hair from my knee to like my hip, I've never shaved there before, so it's just like peachy fuzzy stuff. Like, you don't feel it. I don't shave that part.
So you got smart. Like, at some point in life, you learned not to shave
Yeah, because when you shave it, and if you keep shaving it, it grows back in coarse and dark. So, like, I've done the bottom half of my legs, like my calf, from my ankle to my knee. And so that hair, when it grows in dark and coarse. Mm-hmm. So I have to keep that shaved. But from my knee to my hip, that's just, like, I'll wear shorts the next time I can finally see you. But you'll see it's just, like, the hair that's on your forearm. That's what's on that leg.
Well, okay, if we're going off of the hair on my forearm, like, here's the hair on my forearm. I hope it doesn't look like that.
Well, here's my forearm. You can't probably see
I need
anything.
Sunglasses. It's too bright.
But there's little white peach fuzz hairs on my arm, and that's what's on my
so
upper
I've never
leg.
Thought of that. Like, there's, because yeah. For the most part, I think almost every woman I've known that shaved their legs have shaved from the ankle, like, up to the hip, or, you know, somewhere in the thigh area. So, because they've done, somebody taught them that, your mama taught you that.
Yeah, and my mom told me when I started shaving my legs that once I started, I'd never be able to stop.
So, that's kind of interesting. I never would have thought of that. That, like, you need to, like, know where, think about where you're going to shave, because otherwise you're going to grow it out.
Yeah. So, you don't have to shave there, because you don't feel it and you don't see it.
So, if I had never just shaven my whole face, if I had just shaven, like, this, I'd have been cool.
Well, I think that hair is different.
I don't know.
That's just going to keep growing.
It is going to keep growing.
Yeah.
It's not gray yet, though, so I'm excited about that.
I mean, you're not even 40. Calm down.
You know, I know some 40-year-olds with some gray hair. I know some 30-something-year-olds with gray hair. You know?
Are they, like, going through a hard time? Like, they shouldn't have gray hair yet.
I mean, I have one of the most stressful jobs on the planet as far as sales go, and, you know, I'm surprised I don't have gray hair. I have, like, high cholesterol and blood pressure and all that, but no, I don't have gray hair. I'll when I die, I'll have, you know, nice hair.
Priorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got pretty.
The mortician's gonna want to, like, comb that and put some mousse in it so you look, like, fresh.
I'm not gonna go too much longer though. I'm not gonna, like, I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, by the way. Thank God. I haven't gotten a haircut. Well, okay, let's preface this that about a month and a half ago I buzzed everything off.
You did.
I just got frustrated and I just cut it all off. If I had grown it out that long, like, man, this thing would be rocking. But yeah, it's starting to get nappy. I need to get, like, my fresh cut.
Gotta look fresh.
You know, but I'm being socially distant with the haircut. I'm the very first one in. Mm-hmm. Like, this place I go to, they're like, yeah, we're only doing by appointment only. We're not letting anybody wait in the waiting room. But it's like, I want to be the first one there. Get in, get my haircut, get out. I have to wear a mask, though, so I don't quite know how that works. Like,
they just have to cut around it, so you might have to take, like, the earpieces off so they can get right there, like, so your sideburns.
I was really hoping to get my beard trimmed, but I don't think that's possible if I'm wearing a mask, unless I'm just, like, you know, like, moving the mask, like, all around me.
I'm not sure how that's
going to work. I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can get that. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get the facial trim.
Might have to do that at home. I'm not sure.
Well, I usually do it myself anyways. I just wanted to treat myself to, like, a full thing, but I don't think I can.
Gotta treat yourself.
Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. So, that's it, huh? That's your mama?
That's your mama.
I think we need to find a couple of your mama jokes to send the world off to enjoy their weekend. Let's see if we can find a couple of your mama jokes real fast. What?
Let me look here. I have to look them up too because I'm not creative enough to come up with my own.
What is that? I'm trying to look up some.
Me too. They're not as easy to look up.
Yo mama's so fat that when she told me her weight, I thought she would give me her phone number. Yo mama's so stupid, she yelled into an envelope trying to send a voicemail.
Yo mama is so fat, she ain't got a waistline, she's got a coastline.
Yo mama's so stupid, she put her watch in the bank to save time.
Oh my God. Your mama is so poor, burglars broke into her house and left her money.
Yo, mama's so ugly, One Direction went the other way. Yo, mama's so fat, I pictured her in my head and the bitch broke my neck.
Yo, mama's so stupid, she tried to wake up a sleeping bag.
Oh, God.
I mean, we could go on forever. They're just so fun.
That is pretty funny.
If anyone has a good one, post it in the comments below. We'd love to see it. Get a good laugh.
I'm not
sharing
gonna, times. I'm not going to lie, though. That trampoline was pretty funny.
Once I saw that picture, I think I saw it everywhere on social media.
Yo, mama's so fat that when she takes a swim in the ocean, she causes tsunami.
Oh, my gosh.
We gotta find a good one.
If ugly were bricks, yo mama would be a housing project.
Yo mama's so fat, I have to take a train, a plane, and two buses to get on her good side. Oh my goodness, we really could go on and on with the yo mama jokes.
Yep.
That's hilarious. Shout out to us. Good show. Woo! Good show.
Love it. Got a good laugh in.
We did get a good laugh in. That's what it's all about. Let's get some humor. It's again, unofficial start of summer 2020. I think COVID is supposed to die when it gets hot. I don't know. I don't quite know anymore. Let's just hope.
It's supposed to decrease and then come back in the fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like the flu. So.
Just like your mama.
Just like your mama.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to wrap us up. Law and Disorder coming at you. We are still in our, respective homes for now. It's not going to stay this way forever. We are planning on getting back to the local game store in the very near future, but they are open. They got game tournaments going on in a very limited fashion. Yep. So check out their social media page. The best LGS won. The best local game store won. Let's shout out to them. Ace Remodeling, Dish Young Ideas, Texas Soundworks, Can You Lend a Hand, Wave Space Audio. Still digging this music here. Plays. Look at that, man. We got
them all.
We got our own background music. I'm super excited about this.
I feel so special.
You haven't even heard it yet. You can't even hear it. I'm hearing it.
I don't hear it, but I know it's playing, and I still feel professional.
So we are super professional. So that's going to wrap us up. So on behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin,
what's up?
We're Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys very soon.
Peace.
Latest. Hold on one second.